Right now, we are welcoming Karabo Mono, who is from Mkachwa Attorneys. She is a candidate attorney. She's going to be talking to us about Africa in regards to, a state of emergency declaration. Because our country is governed by a constitution. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Sthandwa. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, Ms. K. Good day, and also good day to the listeners of Rise FM, and thank you for having me again.
Now, I don't think any of us really thought, because in 2021, on top of everything that we are facing, there would be a state of emergency type situation, right? Linganago, as the citizens of South Africa, or those that stay in South Africa. Now, we want to find out, Kutsi, what happens under a state of emergency declaration?
Okay, first and foremost, I think we need to know what is the state of emergency and what governs a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So a state of emergency is when the government is empowered to be able to put through policies that would normally not be able to be permitted for the safety and protection of their citizens. A state of emergency is governed by Section 37 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, which provides that a state of emergency may be declared in terms of an act of parliament and only when the life of the nation is threatened by invasion, war, disorder, and when it's necessary to restore peace and order.
Mm.
However, we know that state of emergency is not something that is unique to South Africa,
because
during apartheid, South Africa was declared a state of emergency due to the events that caused destabilization in the country.
Mm. And it's a bit of a big one for me, you know. And one of the things that I really would like to know about, Ngozi, what powers will the military have? Because sibonile basho ukuthi ba kipe SANDF ukuthi ibuye itosita kulesimo besibukene naso. And also there was talk to say we can't do this because of that. We can't do this because of that. But at the same time, fanele ukuthi bakwati ukuthi babuyise labo bantu labo leba protestako leba luthako under control. So what powers will the military have, or what powers does the military have in a situation like that?
Okay, so the South African National Defense Force has powers to order anyone to leave the place or to use necessary force to do so if they believe it's for the good of public safety. Then they also, on a reasonable opinion, detain or even arrest anyone without a warrant or question any detained person.
And this is also another difficult question, you know, but it needs to be asked so that sati kahle ukuthi uma kwendeka into leso na ngokomthetho, what are our rights, right? Can they shoot at protesters?
No, they can't shoot at protesters. So they need to use necessary force if it's necessary for them to do so.
Uh-huh.
So when it's not necessary, they can't shoot at anyone.
All right. You know, this conversation for me can just go on and on and on for days and days, because the more we speak, the more questions we have. So we're going to try and maybe pick it up so that we understand a bit more, because obviously and some of them have been shorted, and those are some of the things that we need to talk about and try to understand. And what do those families, what rights do they have? What can they pursue? What can they not pursue? But it's cut to set for stuff. We're just starting 20 seconds. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Ms.
Kelly. All righty. I always say, let's also do our own little research over and above. Look, let's cool mangago so that so what it is understanding. Karabo, who's given us her time to explain to us. We were talking law and order and Vogue, giving him something he can feel. It's Rise FM.